Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on KTSA 550 AM here on Sunday afternoon, and also 107.1 FM. And so I do not have a guest. I welcome your calls. We'll talk about anything that pertains to oral health and systemic health and the connection between the two. So give me a call. The number to the show, of course, is 210-599-5555, 210-599-5555, and give me a call. Let's chat about any dental problem that you might have or in further information that you might want about a dental situation, if we can help clarify that. Been doing this for a very long time and have a lot of information, so much information. And last week you were introduced to my wonderful new associate, Dr. Mark Williamson. He's so smart and is such a great addition. And he brings a lot to the show as well because he has a lot of latest information on pharmacology, on pathology, and up-to-date things on other neurobiology. It's just amazing all the things that he knows. So he'll be on coming up again very shortly. So be sure and put us down. Give us a call and listen to Sundays, 4 to 5, KTSA AM and 107.1 FM. And the call-in number here is 210-599-5555, 210-599-5555. Now, this program is always a podcast. It's put on the podcast site, and it's put on right away afterwards most of the time. Sometimes it's a day afterwards. Because the engineer might not be here on that Sunday that is responsible for this. But we get it up usually the next day. So if you have some information that you want to recapture or something that you want to talk about, review, you can pull up that podcast site, which is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. It's a free site. I have about 9 years archived. A lot of interesting material, a lot of interesting guests in there. And, of course, my website is sanantoniodentist.net. A lot of information there that's interesting. But the podcast particularly, we have some very interesting material. You can pull it up, Staffel DDS, DDS. That's spelled S-T-A-F-F-E-L. So it's Staffel DDS, like in day, Staffel DDS dot podomatic, like it sounds. .com, staffelDDS.podomatic.com. So, I have so many interesting things to talk about, and today is no less of a informative program. And the main program, and the main thrust of this program is education, 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 because we try to get out, we covered 100 counties of South Texas, and we have so much information that we have accumulated through the years and are constantly adding to. We're reading all the time, going to meetings all the time, taking continuing education meetings, and bringing you the very latest of things that are happening in the dental world as well as the dental medical world. Because there's really a lot of close connection between oral health and medical health or general health. The two are tied so inexplicably together, and there it's becoming more and more evident about that. And we run into that every day with our patients. They have problems that have accumulated a medical problem or problems, and from these problems they either have medical problems that are affecting their oral health, or their oral health is challenging their medical problem. So it's something that's very tied together, and we've gone over this many times, and we'll go over it more and more. And now, in 2 weeks from now, I'm going to talk about something that's very interesting. And the program is about a Dr. A.J. Goel. And I'm going to read about him and an interview with him. He is not going to be on the program. I wish I could get him on. Maybe I can get him on before too long. But he has some very interesting material that's everybody will enjoy learning about. Now, Dr. A.J. Goel is a professor and director of the Center for Translational Genomics and Oncology, that's cancer, at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. And Dr. Goel was talking about the promising effects that natural botanicals have on cancer prevention. We will learn about why we should all be paying attention to a branch of science called epigenetics. So that, we'll be discussing this in 2 weeks. Mark that down. It'll be very valuable for you. And if you can't make it, just remember you can pull the program up on your podcast, download it to a computer, and listen to any or all of it. It's very compelling and very appropriate. We see so many patients that have had cancer or are in the process of being treated for cancer, and there's such a strong dental component and a prevention component, and that's why we always recommend, my goodness, if you are facing cancer treatment, and particularly chemotherapy treatments as well as radiation, by all means, put to a priority list getting your dental treatment taken care of, and getting rid of all the infection and inflammation that's going on in your mouth. And that's a good thing about in the dental structure, we can see pretty doggone easily, and now with the CBCT scans, we can really scope out a tremendous amount of detail. And then with just observation and measurements, we can measure inflammation points, we can measure infection areas, and it's just so valuable for a patient to be able to receive and clear up this information of infection and inflammation and infection before you go into treatment for cancer treatment or other major things. For instance, like particular eye surgery, particular types of eye surgery, or so many people are having medical implants if knees and hips, and this is very important, of course, to have a clear infection-free pathway so that when these surgical procedures are done, you're not getting complicated infection and inflammation coming from the oral cavity that's going to affect the healing of these particular very valuable medical systems. So keep that in mind, and that's why we talk about it. It's so important for the medical and dental connection. And, for instance, in our office, we always are communicating with patients' physicians. And we're communicating if they're having treatment that they're going to have with medical implants as well as with other surgical problems. And there's such a connection between failing root canals and infected teeth, abscessed teeth, there is such a huge connection between the pathogens, that is the bad bacteria that are carried by these infected teeth, and failing root canals or failing gums, loss of bone housing, all of this adds up. And so what's the good news for a patient is that it can be easily detected, number one. Number two, most of the time it can be cleared up very well and very effectively. And we work with a team of specialists, even though we do a great deal of this work in office. We have a cadre of specialists, oral surgeons, periodontists, orthodontists, and root canal specialists. All of these people help fix the patient's problem. So give us a call if you have something. Maybe you haven't been into the dentist for 20 years. We see that quite a bit. Or maybe 10 years. For various reasons. Doesn't matter why you have had to postpone it. We're not going to make you feel bad about that. And so give us a call. That's Dr. Staffel and Williamson. And give us a call at 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. And let us help you with these, if you have dental problems that you've been carrying around and not getting them attended to for a long time, let us help you with that, because we connect everything together. We do such a thorough job with our technology. We have technology that's unbelievable now, with scanning devices, with measurement technology, and everybody that comes in gets a very, very thorough examination for everything from infection and inflammation and from breathing disorders, sleeping disorders. It's quite remarkable, the technology that we have and the people that we work with, so that we can help you. And especially if you are facing cancer treatment, because sometimes you're put on patients that are facing cancer treatment, they've either been on bisphosphonates or they're going to be put on bisphosphonates, and these drugs have a component that is unfavorable for a dental procedure. And sometimes we can't even work on clearing up a dental problem very easily because of the bisphosphonate. Fortunately, it's not a real common thing, but it still happens enough that we have to be concerned about it. So let me go first here to Fuchsia. How are you today?
Oh, just fine. And I read this book. It's called Better Brain Solution.
Yes.
It's by Steve Massley. I think that's how you pronounce his last name, but he's an MD. But anyway, yes. I don't know. He's an easy read. It's a very easy read. It's not like that end of Alzheimer's.
Yes.
But anyway, but when it comes to diet, he is just off, completely different from Dr. Perlmutter and Dr.
I noticed that, yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, my gosh, he fell off the wagon.
I've seen that book.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I've seen that book, and I've seen what you're, I know what you're speaking of, and that startled me as well when I read it, like he's into whole wheat and things of that type.
Yeah.
And so,
wheat turns to sugar before sugar turns to sugar in your blood, you
that's
know?
Right.
I mean, I can't.
Well,
my little guy at Wilma, I go for my pacemaker. He has read the wheat belly diet, and him and I talk about it now. That he never looked like he needed it, but anyway, he said he wanted to do it for his health.
That's great. Well, you know, that fortunately there's so much information like that, and sometimes these points are taken before some of this material has come out, and they've included in their book, so it's not always the most up-to-date thing.
Well, you know what he said, he had talked to Dr. Perlmutter.
Yeah, yeah.
And but so I guess they didn't talk about diet.
It's, well, they didn't talk about wheat.
wheat, yeah. Our like Perlmutter says, no GMO, period.
That's right, that's right.
And that's how I said, I can't understand why Monsanto wants to, I heard they're going to change their name, but I don't know why they want to kill us off with their GMO products when we're their customers.
Yeah, I know. It's something else. But we're, of course, living very long nowadays. It's amazing how the age has changed.
Yeah. And do you have another good book out that you can suggest? I finished this one. I'm looking for another one.
Not at the moment. I will keep on the lookout, and I usually go through these first and try to evaluate them before I talk about them very much. So I'll be on the lookout. So don't.
But I did enjoy this Better Brain Solution, except for the diet. I just said, oh my gosh, and I skipped through that. But then his recipes seem to be okay.
Yeah, right.
So, but I've been on this for almost 4 years now. So
that's marvelous. That's so good.
And
all right,
my daughter said they don't know how I can do it, but I do. Okay, well, I'll let you go, and I'll see you in next month.
Very good. Thank you so much for calling. Uh-huh, bye.
Right, bye-bye.
So we're going to talk to Dr. Not talk to him, but we're going to review an article of an interview by Dr. A.J. Gold, professor and director for the Center for Translational Genomics and Oncology at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. And he has some very, very interesting things to say about preventing cancer and what cancer is like, and talking about tumor-promoting genes and genes that allow cancer to form, or tumor-suppressing genes, genes that act like brakes on a car that slow down the progression of cancer. So it's very interesting, and we'll bring that for him. And, of course, he's at Baylor University Medical School, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. And the one thing he does say that follows the dental inch issue is that chronic inflation is the spark that ignites all disease in the body, including cancer. In the simplest terms, in order to prevent cancer, you need to prevent chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is in the mouth if you have any bleeding gums or bleeding points. And we make such an issue of this. And we're trying to gain traction as to what it is, how we can motivate people to be more in tune with this chronic inflammation, because it also is tied to the fact that chronic inflammation anywhere in the body is provides chronic inflammation in the brain. And so these are things that are so easy to do something about, as far as eliminating chronic inflammation in the oral cavity and the mouth and with teeth. So that's where the tie-in is, and this will be interesting. It'll be in 2 weeks, so you can put that down, that I'll be covering this program. I think you'll be very, very interested, and, of course, these are great things to know. And have a strong dental connection. Okay. Let me go now to the line. Joe, how are you today?
Very good, dentist. Very good, doctor. Have you read a book by the author, he's an MD, Don Kohlberg?
Oh, yes. Read him a long time ago. He's from Florida.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
His whole thing was about yeast originally, and then, of course, I've read his book a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Good guy. Yes, sir.
You know, the common denominator in all this diseases are eating right. What it is, what he mentions in all his chapters is the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah.
You know, besides eating fresh fruits and vegetables.
We're so lucky. The thing is, we're so lucky here in Texas and in San Antonio, because you can go to any store, my gosh, and get the most wonderful choice of fruits and vegetables and meats. And, there's no shortage of stuff. And yet, I was in the grocery store the other day, and this young man, he had a 2-liter bottle of Coca-Cola. He had a loaf of white bread. He had sugar cookies. And he did have one package of corn chips. And that was his whole thing. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And he was a pretty healthy-looking guy. And, however, you see this so much when you go through the grocery stores, and especially with the rate of diabetes that's in our state, and then such a problem with the infusion and of the kidney infusions.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, let me ask you. I'm taking 3 different certain drugs right now because I had a heart attack back in August. Levitor, Plavix, and suppressors.
Why do they give you 3 of them?
That's the thing I'm asking. You know, I'm well because I had a heart attack. And
how long was ago? How long ago was your heart attack?
Well, actually, back in August, the 2017.
Yeah. Well, the key thing you want to do is be sure and take plenty of CoQ10 because those statins are killing off the production in the liver of CoQ10, and CoQ10 is necessary for energy as well as muscle protection. And you may be feeling that you're getting weak and losing muscle strength, and that's because the statins block the production of CoQ10 in the liver. Your body makes it, and it's terribly important to replenish that. And you might, of course, talk to your physician because on seeing if you could be reduced from that. I can't give you any advice on that, but your physician, you can work that out with your physician.
Right.
And if you can't, and he is still wants you on those, and by golly, you need to be on the CoQ10. Ribocarnitine is another one, and huge doses of vitamin C.
Vitamin C. How many milligrams? 1,000 or 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C?
Yeah, about 2,500. You take as much as you can up to a bowel flush. And you want one that is buffered, and we carry one at the office. Or if you can buy it on different places, be sure that it's a buffered vitamin C because it's very acidic. And vitamin C has some very remarkable things that it can do, both with the dental tissues, oral health, and with especially your vessels. And then, of course, the Neo-40 called Human In now is very valuable because it opens up your vessels 30% or more. And that Neo-40, or now called Human In, taking that about 1-3 times a day is very valuable for your heart, and you might possibly be able to start tapering off some of those drugs as well as with your... Do you take blood pressure meds?
Yes, sir. Okay, once again, the Libertor is 40 milligrams. Plavix is 75 milligrams.
Well, that's for bleeding. Yeah. That's not for statin.
Okay. That's a blood thinner.
Yes, sir.
And then a low pressure.
That's for your blood pressure. Yeah, that's for your blood pressure. So you're only taking one statin.
One statin. Which is that one?
The first one that you talked about.
Lipitor.
Yes, Lipitor. That's the only statin that you have.
Oh, okay. And the other ones are just
one's for blood pressure and one's for bleeding, keeping your vessels slippery and the platelets slippery.
Oh, I see. Okay. Am I all right with those 3? I mean, you know, I've heard different things. I'm not sure. That's the reason I'm calling you.
Well, I'm a dentist. I cannot give you any information on that. You can work with your physician on that. But go online and look up Neo-40 or Human In. There's over 1,000 articles, and it's very valuable. A lot of cardiologists are coming on board with use of that material. It was developed by the University of Texas Medical School in Houston, They researched it over 10 years and developed it and developed the process, and then they leased it out. So it comes from a very reliable source, and it's fantastic. What's being Neo 40 or Human Inn. They changed the name recently. And you can, they got a lot of information online on that. But I cannot give you information on what, but I can tell you that with your doctor's help, you can start on the Neo 40 and you can eventually reduce the blood pressure medication and get off of it, possibly.
Yes, yes. And then, right. You know, he recommended that once I got up out of the house for you to take fish oil.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yes.
And baby aspirin, 81 milligrams.
Well, that's the same. And that's going to be doing the same thing as the Plavix. So,
Okay. And multiple vitamins.
Yes, sir. Good quality vitamin. But so keep that in mind. You've got to work with your physician because it's too important.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
All
you
right,
very much,
thank
Joe.
You, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now, last week I had a caller, and his chief complaint was that 5 years ago he started losing his salivary flow, and this was causing tooth and gum problems. So I covered that quite a bit. So this week I thought I would expand on that subject because dry mouth or lack of saliva is a huge, huge problem. Problem for dental health. The saliva is one of the most wonderful materials, and once you start losing that salivary flow, a lot of things start happening. So we're going to talk about that today. I've got a lot of material on this, and I'll cover as much as I can in the time I have, but This will expand on the problem, because once you lose that saliva, you have really developing some serious, serious dental problems. And we see this especially in the older demographic, because they go along great with any problems. And then as they get into a dry mouth condition through usually pharmaceuticals or cancer treatment, their mouth just becomes a lot of decay develops in the mouth and infected gum. So it's called xerostomia, and that's salivary gland hypofunction, and there is diagnosis and management we're going to talk about. And if I don't cover it all in this session, I will cover it again coming up, because this is so important, the dry mouth syndrome, or the sensation of a dry mouth, or inadequate saliva. It's unbelievable how big a problem it is. But let me touch base with you for just a moment and reach out to you, because when you love what you do, as we do, that's Dr. Staffelin Williamson, you don't settle for less, you don't compromise. Instead, you seek out those you can rely on, who can help you do what you love in a way that is thoughtful and real. In life, it is invaluable to have people you can rely on, and we look forward to being one of those that you can depend on for your dental treatment, always performed in a spirit of excellence and wonderful, wonderful comfort. While we can even have you daydreaming at the dentist's office, who wouldn't like that? Daydreaming at the dental office? We can do that. So call us Monday. Dr. Staffelin Williamson. The number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And let us help you seize your day and have you daydreaming at the dentist office. We have a lot of wonderful systems to help you do that. That's what's so neat. Things have changed. So if it's been 15, 10, maybe even 20 years that you've had no dental attention, You've been putting it off because of anxiety and fear. Let us show you that you can truly daydream at the dental office, and always in the spirit of excellence. So back to the dry mouth, the xerostomia, salivary gland hypofunction is called. And the patient that has xerostomia, or the sensation of dry mouth, or inadequate saliva, we call it salivary gland hypofunction, not enough function of the salivary gland, may present with a wide range of clinical signs and symptoms affecting the oral cavity and systemic health, which is what we talk about all the time. Every program, we're connecting the oral cavity and systemic health. So recognition of these clinical presentations allows us to perform objective tests to identify the status of salivary gland function. And based on these results, recommendations for treatment, and it may be just using over-the-counter and prescription medications. It may be for pharmaceuticals. It may be for even an electrical TENS unit. So we're going to talk about clinical indications related to salivary gland hypofunction, testing methodologies, and treatment approaches. So stay tuned. This is important stuff, or you may know somebody that has this problem. You may have this problem. And as time goes on, there's a fair probability that you'll have this problem. So salivary gland hypofunction, that's inadequate saliva. That's all it is. That's all it means. And it may be caused by many conditions. Causes of or conditions associated with xerostomia. It's a big word that means no saliva, no spit. And that's the sensation of dry mouth or salivary hypofunction. And these are wide-ranging and include the symptoms are wide-ranging include mouth breathing, smoking, tobacco, or marijuana. And that's becoming a real problem all around. Candidiasis, which is a yeast overgrowth in the mouth and the gut. Menopause, aging, dehydration, not drinking enough water and replenishing enough water. Diabetes mellitus, it's type 2 diabetes. The big one, radiation therapy and chemotherapy. And just about always when you have that to the head and neck, you're going to have a interruption of the salivary flow. And then there's also a variety of other medical conditions. So what are the other medical conditions associated with the xerostomia or salivary hypofunction? Well, the one big one that I didn't mention last week was anxiety and stress and depression. The anxiety, stress, and depression, these create the upset, causes the fight or flight autonomic nervous system called sympathetic nervous system, and you're usually given pills to handle that anxiety or that depression. Paxil is an anti-depression drug, and it's about number two in the world for depression. These are quite common drugs, but anxiety, stress, and depression can dry your mouth up good. And, of course, you've experienced that, I'm sure, when you had to get up at any time and give a talk. Your mouth gets really dry and your tongue sticks to the roof of your mouth. It's a part of the fight-or-flight syndrome or response. And then botulism is a medical condition, of course. And then there's some really way out things. One is called a calcinosis, Raynaud's phenomenon, and it involves the esophagus. And then there's eosinophilic myalgia syndrome, and then there's HIV, the infection and acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, the AIDS, HIV-related diffuse infiltrative lymphocytosis syndrome, Lyme disease, lymphoma, multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, Parkinson's disease, polymyositis, dermatomyositis, primary biliocirrhosis, primary fibromyalgia, progressive systemic sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, silicone breast disease, Sjogren syndrome, Sock syndrome, systemic lupus erythematosus, thyroid disease, and type 5 hyperlipidemia. So these are some of the other medical conditions associated with xerostomia, and it's considerable. Then, of course, the big one is that there are 400 or more, between 400 to 500 pharmaceuticals that may react with your salivary glands and shut them down, causing the dry mouth sensation. So there are pharmaceuticals, between 400 to 500 of them, that will really shut down and affect the salivary flow. And once that happens, a lot of things happen. As far as decay, gum disease, it's really a problem. So this is something that you shouldn't take lightly. That's the main thing that I want to get across. And, for instance, just the CPAP machine. CPAP is a breathing device where it helps with snoring. And one of the things it does, of course, it dries out the mouth. And so it is very important that you're not even eating anything of refined carbohydrates at night, that you have cleansed your teeth, oh my gosh, cleansed and flossed your teeth to where they are just so spotless, so those bacteria don't have the chance to munch on your teeth and gums. So the clinical symptoms frequently develop when the salivary flow rate has decreased 50% or more. And this can be measured pretty easy. When salivary flow is reduced, the saliva may be altered in texture. So the saliva can be white, it can be thick, frothy, sticky, stringy, or ropey. And there can be a sensation of a film on the teeth or mucosa. And sometimes the patient will complain of too much saliva because the reduced volume results in a thick saliva that feels like more saliva. So here's the thing. The salivary flow rate measurements can determine if there's too much saliva. That's greater than 1 mL per minute, 1 mL per minute. That's too much. The average amount of saliva generated in 5 minutes is 2 mL to 3 mL. That's in 5 minutes. And typically patients may notice oral dryness sensation or experience clinical signs of salivary gland hypofunction when the salivary flow rate is decreased by 50%. So that's your key. And with the reduced salivary flow, the mucosa, that's the gum tissue and the sides of your mouth, and the tissue inside your mouth can appear dry and even adhere to a piece of gauze or a spoon that you put on the tissue. And The gingivitis or gingival recession and periodontal disease may be present. So administering the xerostomia inventory is a method of capturing and quantifying the impact of subjective alterations associated with dry mouth and after treatment. Now these items are going to include my mouth feels dry. I have difficulty eating dry foods. I get up at night to drink water. My mouth feels dry when eating a meal. I sip liquids to aid in swallowing food. I suck sweets or cough lozenges to relieve dry mouth. I have difficulty swallowing certain foods. The skin of my face feels dry. My eyes feel dry. My lips feel dry. The inside of my nose feels dry. So this is what's called the dry mouth inventory items. So then there are clinical signs and symptoms of salivary gland hypofunction. Now, a sign is something that's observed. A symptom is something that you're feeling. So you don't have any pool of saliva in the floor of your mouth anymore. You have an altered sensation with awareness of the normal shape of your teeth and structure. You have altered speech and difficulty speaking. You may have anorexia, where you just don't want any food at all. You may have a burning tongue or a burning mouth, burning with oral hygiene products like sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a common detergent that's put into toothpaste, and flavoring agents that are in common toothpaste. Yeast infections, cheek biting, often with red bite marks on the buccal mucosa on the cheek portion of your teeth. Chelitis, which is inflammation of the angle of your lips. Chronic oral infections. You have infected gums, an infected tongue, infected cheek tissue of a chronic nature. And remember, we were talking about how important it is, we were talking earlier, how important it is not to have any chronic inflammation, and especially in your mouth. So this needs to be addressed. And then another sign or symptom are dental decay. And we have some neat things now in prevention of dental decay when you have something like this. And that's what the caller was calling about previously, was the fact that he had some decay developing and it was in difficult areas to be fixed. Well, we have some pretty doggone good new treatments for prevention of these particular decay problems in areas that are difficult to reach or they're difficult to get a solution for. Then there's dental erosion or abrasion, like the side of your, the erosion being where you have brushed on the side of your teeth and you get these grooves right at the gum line and your teeth start dipping in, the root of the tooth starts dipping in. And then, of course, difficult chewing, and then altered taste, and then difficulty swallowing, food frequently getting stuck between your teeth because there's not a movement of saliva to move it down into your throat, then frequent dry cough or throat clearing, gingivitis, which is gum infection, periodontal disease, which is bone housing infection, and gingival recession, which is where your gums start receding away. And then some sensation that something is stuck in the throat. And then, of course, malodor, bad breath, halitosis. That is a real common problem with this. Then there's heartburn. That's gastroesophageal reflux disease. And then a mouth mirror or something like a spoon will stick to the side of your cheek, or a sensation of a film on the teeth or mucosa, and weight loss. So all of those are signs and symptoms of salivary gland hypofunction, and it can be quite a problem as far as comfort and having health with these particular things. So the bottom line is, when you notice the salivary gland hypofunction, when the salivary flow rate is decreased by 50%, we know there's a problem. So this can be measured. And the average amount of saliva generated in 5 minutes is 2 mL to 3 mL. So we can check these things and see what's going on. So, now, treatment. Well, the first treatment is going to over-the-counter lubricating products. These are gels, liquids, rinses, sprays, lozenges. And this is a list of some of them. ACT, dry mouth lozenges, all day dry mouth spray, Biotene oral balance, Entertainer Secret throat relief, Hall's sugar-free lozenges, MedActive oral relief, MyTFlow, MI paste, Moisture mouth moistening spray, mouth coat, Oasis, Oragel, Oral Moist, Salice, Salivert, Synthetic Saliva, Saliva Substitute, Saliva Sure Saliva Substitute Tablets, Spry, Rain Mouth Spray, Stoppers 4 Dry Mouth Spray, Xerostome Products. So all of these are examples of over-the-counter lubricating products, and you can try these different ones, try these out and see what works. You can also have these dental trays made that you can load these trays with Biotene liquids. Biotene is pretty active. You find it just about anywhere, any drugstore or grocery store, and loading it into dental trays, real light trays, like the kinds that are used to move teeth, like the Invisalign. Those can work really well. We've been using those forever, a very, very long time. So then, symptoms may be controlled with prescription drugs. So we have pilocarpine, we have sevimeline, and we have secretagogues. Future interventions for salivary gland function dysfunction may include gene therapy, stem cell therapy, or tissue engineering. Unfortunately, right now, we do not have gene therapy, stem cell therapy, or tissue engineering, but it may come pretty soon. There's a lot of work being done on that. So, normalize, optimize the salivary flow rate, hydrate adequately, and add lubrication if needed. So, hydration, huge, huge problem. Adequate hydration is required to optimize the salivary flow. Dehydration is associated with diminished salivary flow. And, of course, in these hot times and working outside, you have a real problem, because when the body loses 8% of its water content, which is approximately 4 liters, just about 4 quarts, the salivary flow rate decreases to virtually zero. So if you lose 8% of the water content of your body, the salivary flow rate decreases to virtually zero. Salivary function does not return to normal in 24 hours, even after rehydration. So drinking 64 to 80 ounces of non-caffeine, non-alcoholic beverage daily is typically adequate for many patients. 64 to 80 ounces of non-caffeine, non-alcoholic beverage daily is typically adequate for many patients. Another method is to estimate the amount of adequate daily beverage intake is to divide the patient's weight in pounds by 2. This will establish the number of ounces of non-caffeine, non-alcoholic beverage to drink daily. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you divide it by 2 and come up with 75 ounces, and that'll establish the number of ounces of non-caffeine, non-alcoholic beverage to drink daily. And then there's a wide variety of lubricants that are available over the counter, and we talked at a list of those, and you can try these different things and see what works best. And then, of course, one of the things that we do at our office is diagnosis. We'll take and diagnose the problem and find out what might be the cause and develop that with what your health history has shown and see if we can come up with a solution for this dry mouth and help preserve your teeth and gums. And then, of course, we want to encourage you to try new products. Excuse me. Talking about dry mouth. I'm getting dry mouth. I want to encourage you to try new products to find those that work best for you. Rinsing frequently with salt water, or salt water and bicarbonate of soda in 8 ounces of water. So that's a half teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda in 8 ounces of water. It can be cleansing and increase comfort by neutralizing acids and removing debris. A drop of mineral oil and glycerin placed on the tongue can be spread. So drinking more water, chewing sugar-free gum, toothbrushing and flossing twice daily, having regular dental care, avoiding tobacco, which is drying, avoiding caffeine and alcohol, both of which are dehydrating. Goodness, excuse me. Now then, there are some electrical stimulation of the salivary flow devices available, and that's a transcutaneous electric nerve stimulation, which is a TENS unit placed on the skin overlying the parotid glands, which is just in the corner of the jaw, for 5 minutes. This increased salivary flow in 68 of patients tested in one study and 81% in another study. So these TENS units for saliva stimulation are available over the counter. And an FDA-approved electrical salivary stimulating intraoral appliance has been shown in clinical trials to be effective. And one is a pen unit, a small handheld portable medical device that uses electrical impulses to stimulate saliva. It's been approved and is available in Europe and Australia, but not yet submitted for U.S. FDA approval. So that's another thing. The TENS units, you can get those over the counter, and they're not too expensive. You can try that because they have way over 50%, and in one study, 81% of help. And the TENS unit are totally harmless. They've been used for a very, very long time. So we're looking at lubricants, hydrating, electrical stimulation, different, and hydration is really critical, especially this time of year when it's hot and dry. When the body loses 8% of water content, approximately 4 liters, the salivary flow rate decreases to virtually zero. And it doesn't return to normal in 24 hours, even after rehydration. So this becomes a problem that you need to be aware of. Behavior changes. Sugarless gum. Rinse with diluted warm salt water that we were talking about. Cigarettes, alcohol, caffeine, spicy, salty, or acidic food should be avoided, as should refined carbohydrates, sugar in the diet. Oh my gosh, refined carbohydrates are such a problem with the teeth and with dry mouth. But the key thing, if you have this, it requires scrupulous oral hygiene, toothbrushing, and flossing daily. I mean, you want to be doing 2 or 3 times a day scrupulous brushing and flossing. A fluoride toothpaste, a fluoride gels, dental floss should be used daily. If dental caries develop, be sure and get those treated immediately. An acrylic carrier can be constructed for nighttime use of gels. Okay, so that sums it up. I'll be following up on that some more. Thank you very much for listening. I'll have another interesting program coming up and next week. And then in 2 weeks, Dr. Goel, A.J. Goel, and that's, you'll find that very, very interesting. Thank you so very much. Have a great week. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.